I ask you the question again that I let you consider during the break. Is the First Amendment not a threat to all tyrants? And the answer is, of course it is. That's why the First Amendment is now and always has been the envy of the world. People all over this globe would look at that and go, I wish we had the right to freely speak, to express ourselves, to practice our religion the way we see fit. Are we so indifferent as to outsource our liberty to those who are anything but indifferent about the words we use? The censors among us look to see if they can import Canada's newest brand of censorship. If a commission governs our words, if a commission says words are weapons of mass destruction and other such things that they do say, we'll have to devise new words. We'll have to encrypt our words and have them cipher to unlock them. We'll have to speak like prisoners, as that is how we will sound. We will have to act like prisoners, for that is how we will look. We'll have to act and live like prisoners, for that is what we will become. Freedom may not survive in Canada. In fact, it may already be dead in the North. But it must never die in America. And that's why I make you aware of these commissions that are budding up north and hoping to come south. Do not let safety destroy liberty, leaving us with nothing. Never let the unjust have the last word. Speak up, my friends. Speak up and be heard. I implore you. And on that note of free speech, I want to shift gears a little bit here. On that note of free speech, maybe a bit of a different note, but totally irresistible. My new hero, though I don't know who she is, but I want to. And with Mother's Day yesterday, and I hope you had a great Mother's Day, by the way. This is an American supermom speaking to other parents about raising wimpy children. It's really kind of important. And now some of it had to be cleaned up because she's had a glass of wine. She's kind of fired up a little bit. And here it is. We're raising a generation of candy asses, she says. That's a big part of our problem. We need to stop having helicopter moms start paying attention to making sure our kids are tough enough to survive in the real world. It's long and worth every second. Here it is.
Stop raising soft-ass kids, okay? I got a call from my kid's assistant principal today because he and his other friend were playing soccer with this other kid at recess. The other kid happened to want to be the goalie, and apparently he sucked. And so he got really upset because the other boys kept scoring goals on him, and there was no teasing involved. I verified. It was just he was so upset that the kids kept scoring goals that he went to the teacher and cried about it. And my kid and the other kid that were playing soccer like normal children got brought to the principal's office. If you call me during the school day, there better been a fight or a physical injury. Do not call me because some soft-ass kid's feelings got hurt because some kid is better than him at sports. What is this world coming to? Prepare your kids to be able to function in the world. Stop coddling your kids, especially your sons, because let me tell you right now, what no woman wants someday is to have to coddle their f***ing husband. Stop raising pansy-ass kids. Teach your kids how to be confident in themselves and how to emotionally freaking figure their shit out, and stop with the BS.
Yeah. Think she's on a bit of a roll. Can we get her a round of applause there? I'm not sure if one of those snuck through or not. I'm not quite sure. That is the most in-your-face, brutally honest assessment of children today. Stop raising wimpy children, please. Don't call me in the middle of the day because my kid is able to score goals on your kid who's crying like a little, like a child, like a little kid. Don't do that. Period. I think she's wonderful. I think we need more parents like her. Toughen those children up a wee bit, would we please? Call me at work because my kid's in the... If my kid was in the principal's office because he's scoring goals on the kid that wanted to play goalie, No taunting, no picking on. You know, kids going, yeah, scored a goal. What are your thoughts on that? I'd like to hear. Go to stevegruber.com. Tell me your thoughts, because I am curious as to what you make of that. All right? stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Tell me your thoughts on that one. That's right. Keenod says applause all the way around. All right. Michael Cohen on the stand today, the ex-Trump attorney, the star prosecution witness in this whole garbage trial. I mean, if this guy's your star witness, you have real problems, don't you? Yes, you do. Real problems. Because this star witness is no witness at all. Michael Cohen, prosecutor's biggest piece of legal ammunition, formerly imprisoned for lying. And he's even going to say more today about his lying. He even lied while he was lying. They're going to bring that out in court today. I ask you again to make sure you support the people that are the partners of this program. It's important that we stay above the fray. There's a very common sense reason why gold is pushing all-time highs right now. Actually, several reasons. And Birch Gold is there to help. The cost of goods, inflation's on the rise. The national debt is on the rise. Your buying power is declining. And we have this presidential election you might have heard about. And it all adds up to instability and uncertainty. And that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. If you diversified your savings yet, secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text Gruber to 989898. Get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Again, text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit. Protect your savings from uncertainty today. With so much going on, please do that. And please, support the people that support this program. Remember, conservatives on radio and television, we don't have the same options to support these platforms. And without you and the support of the partners we do have, we'd be in real trouble. So I ask you to please always support the people that support this program. I'll be back. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.